for one another. We need to stir up that love, that affectionate regard that we have for our brothers and sisters. For those that have come through an illness in your life that knows what the victory is, but knows the struggle of the recovery, if you would pray for my wife, it would be greatly appreciated, because we're still believing for a complete recovery. I still am. Because I know God can restore my wife's eyesight. I know only God is the one that can take away my wife's headaches completely, where she no longer struggles with them. I know God is the answer, not man. So anybody that has never struggled with a headache, then operate in that kingship and pray for my wife. And anybody that has ever been through chronic pain and struggled with it and came out the other end of it, then recognize and know the road that she is on right now. Please lift her up in prayer. It's time to fire up her prayer life. It's time to let love abound. It's time to stop looking at each other and judging one another. It's time to stop fearing the judgment. I know them very closely, the majority of you. We've had some sort of conversation. It may not be all the time, but I feel like I know each and every person that's in this room. Let others into your life. Quit fearing the judgment. I know the love that's in each one of you. I know you by your love. This is different this morning because we're not at a place where we need to be treated like children anymore. We're like teenagers that need to be kicked around a little bit and get in gear and go and start applying the things that we've been taught and know. It's really where we're at in terms of spiritually. We're these adolescents that we know the things, but we're just not really applying it. Andrew knows a whole lot of the things that I've taught him, yet he just doesn't apply them because he hasn't been through that life experience that makes him have to do so yet. Now has he? It's time that the body be the body. Alma, how can we pray for you? Every area, huh? God's got you standing for a reason. I said everything that I've spoken about this morning, every one of the struggles, every one of the blunders, huh? She said she needs prayer for every one of those. Can we just put our hands towards her right now and pray for her?